This is Minister Mike, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Encouraging Moments. And today we're going to be talking about worship. Worship is defined as reverent honor and homage paid to God or a sacred personage or to any object regarded as sacred. And I noticed in that definition it started off saying reverent honor and homage paid to God. And God is the only one who is worthy of our worship and our praise. And that's what we're talking about today, worship. And you know, worship is something that we don't have to go to church to do that. We could worship God any time of the day, any day of the week. We can just pause and give Him worship and praise. And we should do that because He is worthy. He alone is worthy of our worship and our praise. And when we talk about praise, we're talking about praise in regards to honoring Him and recognizing Him as God, the sovereign ruler of the universe and our Creator. We're going to listen to a song and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about worship.
Oh.
Welcome once again to Encouraging Moments. I'm your host, Minister Mike. So glad to have you join us once again. And our topic is worship. Reading from Exodus 34th chapter, 14th verse. For you shall worship no other god, for Jehovah, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. And let's look at Psalms 95:6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Jehovah, our Maker. And you know, as we talked in the other segment about reverence and honor being paid to God, recognizing that He alone is worthy of our worship and our praise, we see that God is jealous. He doesn't want us giving to Him, giving to others rather, what is due only to Him. Nobody is worth our honor and praise in comparison to the way we honor and praise God. Yes, we can praise our friends, our loved ones, our co-workers for being kind and doing nice things to and for us, but only God is worthy of our worship. We worship no one else but God. And as we were reading there in Psalms, it says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Jehovah, our Maker. Bow down, worship, kneel, humbling ourselves before Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, the Sustainer of our life, the only one that we can really actually depend on to help us no matter what we face in life, no matter what we go through in life. God is worthy of our worship, and we should always take time to just humble ourselves before God and give Him praise and give Him worship, because He's do that. Let's listen to another song. We'll be back to close things up.
Because you've been so good to me, and I adore thee. You taught me how to love all my enemies. In the midst of a storm, I'll be strong. And that's why my spirit will always be free. And I adore thee. I'll be strong.
for so many years. I never knew the importance of praise, the importance of worship. I must admit that most of my life I had been in the church. But my brothers and my sisters, I believe if the church, the Christian family, was to praise and glorify God more, the world would doubt him less. Listen, if you find yourself wearing the spirit of heaviness, despair and depression, you need to try on the garment of praise. David said in Psalm 64, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. I will lift up my hands and I'll praise thy name with the fruit of my mouth. Psalms 100 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, but you can enter into his courts with praise. I hear the Lord saying through David, he said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Then I hear the psalmist as he began to praise, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. He said, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with us. Let us exalt his name together. And Isaiah said in 9:7, he says, his kingdom shall know no end. And not only that, but in the model prayer, I hear him saying that he would forgive us and he would lead us and his kingdom would be forever and forever. So we made up our minds that we're going to glorify the Lord. We're going to lift his name and pray. If nobody else wants to praise him, I made up my mind that I'm going to praise him anyhow. It doesn't matter how I feel. Things may not be like I want them to be, but I'm going to praise his name.
Welcome back. This is Minister Mike once again, and Encouraging Moments. And we're talking about worship. That's our topic for this segment and this teaching. And, you know, we want to look into God's Word, Job 1st chapter 20th verse. And Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. And for those of you familiar with the story of Job, and if you're not familiar, you ought to look into the Bible and into the book of Job. In the very first chapter, Job goes through a lot. And that is really an understatement. He loses everything in the very first chapter. He gets report of bad news after bad news after bad news. He loses cattle. He loses children. He loses his possessions. And after all of this, instead of blaming God and reacting negatively, it says that he arose and tore his robe and shaved his head, fell down upon the ground and worshiped. And that's something that we need to remember. And as I tell you, I have to always remind myself too, no matter what we are going through, God is still worthy of our worship in our praise. Remembering that whatever we're facing, no matter how big it may seem that it's unsurmountable, is that there's something that you can't deal with, something that you feel that you cannot get through. And that is true. You can't get through it without God's help. So you need God to help you with whatever you're facing. At the same time, remember to worship and praise Him no matter what you are going through, because He's worthy of our praise in each and every situation that we face. And we should look to Him when the times get the hardest and worship and praise Him and remember that He has the solution for whatever we're going through. When we worship Him, and we worship Him with a heart of thanksgiving, realizing that we live in a sinful and an evil world, and He never wanted any of us. He never wanted, I say that again, He never wanted any of us to ever suffer or go through any type of problems. But because of Adam's original sin, when he disobeyed God, he allowed sin to come in God's perfect creation. And that's why we have trouble even to this day. But then Jesus Christ came, God's only begotten Son, and because He came and gave His life, we have victory over every trial and situation that we can face in this life. And that's why it's so important for us to worship and to praise no matter what we're going through. And that seems very, very hard sometimes as we're facing some of the worst type of problems and situations that one can face, whether it's sickness, financial problems, problems with other people. No matter what we are going through, we got to remember, give God His worship and His praise that He is due. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we just thank You that You created us. We thank You for the gift of salvation. And we thank You for the ability to worship and praise You, because You are so worthy of all of our worship and all of our praise. And Father, anyone who listens to this podcast, to this recording, Lord, we just ask You to meet them right where they're at. If they don't know You in the pardon of their sins, we ask You to prick their hearts through Your Holy Spirit, that they will accept the gift, the free gift of salvation. And no matter what people are facing, help them to remember that You are worthy of praise, honor, and glory, and that You are the source of how they'll get through whatever they're going through. We thank You, we praise You, we honor You. In Yeshua, Jesus the Christ's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Until next time, Mr. Mike saying be blessed, have a great day, and remember, God's worthy of your praise, and He loves you. No matter what you're going through, you look to Him, He's going to bring you out. Till next time, goodbye.
Sanctuary of the Lord. Somebody said, there's nobody like the Lord. Why, there's nobody.